This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 hello. How's everyone doing? Happy Wednesday here from Sydney, Australia. So how is everyone going today? I hope you're all having a good day. You've had a good day, and sometimes it's okay to have a bad day. So yes, it's like that, but let's get to have more better days than different days. So less anxious days, then go with ease. So today, my friends, we're going to be talking about the mini course. So now we've already gone through the introduction. We've gone through the module one, and today we're going to do the second module of the little course called Beyond Reassurance, Building Confidence and Resilience. My name is Nick Chance from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. Hope everyone's doing well. So let's get on the wagon, and let's just get out there and do some learning at the moment. So I'm sharing a wonderful part, module two. Module two is called The Dangers of Being Reassured, or Being the Seeker of Reassurance. So what is the danger to us, you know, especially for folks who are, you know, especially for folks who are going through some anxiety moments at the moment, or, you know, what happens to us? Like, so what kind of behaviors do we have, and what sort of things do we need to be looking out for so we can be able to be more aware of it, so we can handle it a little bit better? You know, so it's kind of things we need to be aware of. So dangers of, you know, being reassured or seeking consistent reassurance. So we'll be looking at the negative effects of health anxiety, especially for sufferers of anxiety, how our emotions can get the best of us, and how it instantly changes our behaviors within seconds. Also, we'll look at temporary effects versus the long-term impacts of reassurance. We did talk a lot about that on module one, and it's kind of just just slightly repeating that. And then we'll talk about the cycle of anxiety, maybe a little bit deeper this time instead of module one. Increased sensitivity, we'll go into something called what's this increased sensitivity, and the avoidance of coping mechanisms to use for our health and anxiety. So why are we avoiding? And diminished self efficiency, we go into that. Then we look into the impact on relationships of our loved ones around us, the communication, we'll put some light on our communication. We can look at create more unhealthy patterns, impact on dynamic relationships, and fear of conflict. Also enabled enable safety behaviors, which can, you know, basically work against us. So let's go on. So let's go have a look at that right now and just sort of go on with it and really try to understand some of that, you know, that this introduction to this module two. So again, module two, the dangers of reassurance. And we look at examine the potential negative effects of reassurance on health anxiety sufferers. We discuss how reassurance can, you know, enable us, can actually create some harmful safety behaviors. So we'll be looking in that. We're also looking into temporary relief versus long-term impact, and the how the reassurance can, you know, can seem like it's like helpful. It's a helpful thing, right? It's kind of a tool. In the moment, it's very helpful, providing kind of a quick fix to alleviate immediate fears, and it's a habit, and it fears and anxieties. However, as mentioned in the last module, however, while it may often offer temporary relief, it often has detrimental long-term effects, particularly for those suffering from, you know, chronic health anxiety. So there we go. We can look at us also, we move into the cycle of anxiety, as mentioned. When we actually seek assurance, we may experience a short burst of relief from anxiety. Now this, however, this relief is usually like fleeting. It's not permanent. And over time, the reliance on reassurance, the habit of reassurance, can create this cycle effect. You know, it's like habit forming. We're nothing more than, you know, everything. We're just human beings creating habits over time. And we kind of learn to rely on reassurance, and this creating a cycle where we constantly seek validation for our fears, which lead into increased anxiety. And reassurance is not, and when reassurance isn't available for us, so we get locked into that. I want to talk to you about the increased sensitivity. This is like saying this frequent reassurance can make us feel like more sensitive to our worries. You know, instead of learning to manage our anxieties become conditional, and we tend to rely on others for our comforts. And we always go to others for our comfort. So you can see there's not an independent kind of energy there, which can really increase our fears in the absence of reassurance. So can you see, like, we're kind of addicted to it and we don't have it. We always want it. So I guess this also comes to the inner child wounds. I think we have to look into the inner child wounds to see, why were we molded this way? How do we create this sensitivity? How do we create this fear, living with consistent fear, continuous fear? So yeah, it is a cycle, but it's a sensitive thing. So it's a very sensitive thing, and we're always relying on others for our comfort. We don't feel comfortable, right? As soon as we feel uncomfortable, our mind goes in catastrophic mode, overthinking. We start to feeling this in not comfortable, so we kind of reach out to people to become. So the whole idea of this course, as we move on to chapters, up to chapter 11, is to be able to create this confidence, so we can be very comfortable sitting with ourselves, you know, no matter how hard it is, sitting with ourselves. And that's where we start building the resilience, as we can sit inside that uncomfort, not always reaching outwards. And so that's it on increased sensitivity. Now moving on to something that's really very important to us, called the avoidance of coping strategies. Anxious avoidance is probably another word for coping strategies. Now we are so addicted to reliance on reassurance, but this can also prevent us from developing effective coping strategies. We're not trying something new. Normally when I'm talking to to clients and say, what have you tried? What's worked and what hasn't worked for you? And is it worth for you to try this? And what is this costing you if you don't try it? So, you know, and looking for different types of coping strategies. But we tend to avoid all coping strategies because we're so used to the reliance and the reassurance on others. We're not moving from the codependency to independent, to interdependent, to interdependent. So we're so stuck on their codependency and we're not moving. And I guess it doesn't help to have a partner that doesn't understand us, or we feel that we always trigger this trauma bonding in a relationship, and that doesn't help us. So sometimes we just need this healthy space, and that'll become the next chapter we'll be talking about, or a few chapters in a row about a healthy space. So we give us that time to analyze. Sometimes we just need that healthy space from any environment, any circumstance, or any partners that are not understanding us, or they are in more control mode. We need to grow. We need to grow, and if we keep avoiding and not confronting our fears, we don't learn much, and we can't manage our anxieties. And yeah, so then again, we're seeking for external validations instead of internalizing our own, you know, our own resilience. So we need to get into that, be okay with develop that resilience. And let's give a bit of light to diminish self-efficiency. That means incompetence or just not being efficient. You know, as I understand that sometimes we have bad days and sometimes you just want to stay in bed, you know, for days and sometimes weeks. I get that. I was like that for the last 5 days. I didn't want to do much. All I wanted to do was just go for a walk around the park, and left a lot of things undone. I didn't even have enough energy to even produce a podcast. So here I am all charged up, having a good run. Tomorrow might be different, right? Tomorrow I can be striking down by the shadow. And I think I mentioned my last podcast the shadow came to me because I allowed the shadow to take over, and I know that I have this part called scarcity. You know, I talked about how my car broke down, how much money it cost me to fix, and you know how much my mechanic loved me. So my mechanic is a best friend. Need to keep my little car running, and it was a major thing that I needed to get fixed, but still, like, you know, it was a bit of a stink, so it was difficult for me, difficult for me to absorb that, you know, and therefore that's what happens to me. I kind of go all over the place, shadow takes over, and it's my efficiency drops like anything. So then I'm not to the point where I need to actually seek reassurance anymore, but I just like my own space. I've learned to be within my space. Normally I'd be reaching out in the past, but luckily I don't do that anymore. Which kind of can undermine, you know, sense of self-efficiency. So I remember the past, I was so reliant on others. You know, I'd call up, can you give me a lift? And now this time I just went for walks. I went for a marathon walk. I walked for 5 hours and, you know, got out of the house, went into like a coffee shop, walked to a coffee shop, walked to a park, and then walked back to the movies, saw a movie, then I walked back. So, you know, just wonderful. It was about 4 to 5 hours of my time, wonderfully invested. So normally I'll be just like in the walls, inside the house, kind of moping around, watching TV and that kind of stuff. But now I did something productive. I said, nope, I'm doing that. And I went for a walk just to get that, you know, get out of that kind of mindset of being depressed about the situation. Yeah, it's not my first time around on that one. I'm sure that when you get hit with a financial bill, I'm sure it's a big one. You kind of, you know, there's fixed costs and variable costs in business. And sometimes, I just put that one underneath to sweep that under the carpet. There was one of those kind of costs that it was going to happen anyway. You know, cars are expensive, my friend. So if you own one, you'll know what I'm talking about. And they kind of creep up on you when you know that's why sometimes, you know, to get over this particular, it's always put a little bit extra in the jar, right? A little bit extra cash in a jar every year. There's your mechanical bills, you know. Yeah, there's a certain amount of a budget required to run a car. So, yeah, so that is, yeah, that's what happens. And, yeah, so be careful what we rely on too much, and the fears in it, and how the fears, you know, creep in the shadow. And sometimes we can be not capable of handling our anxiety independently, and this is what happened to me, but this time it's quite handled. So I'm sure you're probably hearing me at the moment, and you might be going through the same thing. So maybe kind of sit back. How much is this costing me, right? How much is it really costing you to not make a move, to not take the next step, to, you know, just make that little move, you know? And sometimes we just take it. I know sometimes I remember a client of mine, they had agoraphobia, and they said, I can't go out of the house unless I got someone with me. And I understand that. It's what we're talking about. They felt like they were, you know, they were going to collapse. They're going to get, you know, they were going to go for a panic attack, and yeah, just needed someone with them. And again, we're talking about that reliancy. So the moment we have to get rid of this reliancy, this reassurance, the moment we move out and create that, you know, that inner resilience to move forward. Yes, so that's that one. Let's move on to relationships now. The impact on relationships, the dynamics of reassurance, in the complication relationships, can be complicated, especially between individuals suffering from health anxiety and their loved ones. While the intention's cool, you know, you got loving, supportive family behind you, providing reassurance, you got some friends, but we can actually get trapped in the idea of reassurance, or trapped in the habit of continually looking for reassurance. And often it's rooted in the care and concerns. Like, it actually be disadvantaged, and can contribute to further problems. So let's talk that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tricolor variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talk to that a little bit about relationship. Let's talk about also complicated communications now. Loved ones may struggle to communicate effectively with you because they feel pressured to provide reassurance consistently. Look, I understand it's a necessity, and sometimes we need to feel reassured. It's normal. But can kind of see my point, how much we can be so reliant, right? We can be so dependent on others, and this leading us into the misunderstandings and frustrations on both sides. So you feel frustrated and they feel, and then there's always this, like, the shadow hanging over us. Yeah, I can feel the shadow. So when someone is when we're seeking, like, reassurance, we may actually feel unheard, or feel like we are unheard and by our loved ones, and that we perceive it as not providing the validation that we need. We're brushed off the side very quickly because, you know, we're in a different perception field, or, you know, we've got different glasses on. Everyone needs a bit of love, a bit of validation. We got this desire. Also, looking at the point of sight of our loved ones, they may feel overwhelmed by our constant need for reassurance, the constant mopping around. Sorry to say, guys, but sometimes, you know, we're just mopping around too much, and we can become a bit of a burden to others. So we have to be, again, we have to notice what's going on. You know, we have to be compassionate towards our people, our support systems, our loved ones, our carers. So, but it's okay. Okay, but long as we got this open communication, how we feel, how you see things, and then kind of create some boundaries on that. And like with me, I asked a dear friend of mine to go for a walk with me, and I wasn't feeling it. They weren't feeling it. I guess between us, we only had like 4 hours sleep. And we're both like, we like our fitness, we like our walks, but we were doing it on, we were feeling edgy. And as soon as you feel that heavy communication, sometimes you just gotta be brave enough to say, I know this feeling, it's the shadow hanging over us. We need to separate and go our own ways for a little bit. And it was the best thing that ever happened. Just move away, unfortunately, and just go on a jolly way, do our own thing and be mopping. Yeah, going to just deal with our own shadows at that moment, and what happens is then we're kind of causing conflict between your loved ones. You could be on a walk, could be anywhere, right? So it was maybe cooler just to separate and make that space and have that create that safety space between us, and so we can feel a bit better. And it leads to misunderstanding, frustrations. Yes, it does. And so we can, this is feel, you can create this overwhelmed feeling, like I mentioned with my walk the other night. And one of us tends to get in the conversation, as always, that like communication does involve a lot of reassurance. And then now let's talk and give some light to establishing unhealthy patterns. When we want to get reassured, it becomes like a habitual response. It can create this unhealthy patterns on relationships. We may come to expect reassurance from everyone concerned, leading to an imbalance where one party feels like responsible for the emotional well-being for the other. We all get that. Yeah, sometimes I think we kind of turn a blind eye to that, don't we, when we're into this kind of space. Yeah, so it's good to know that point also too. That, you know, it does create these patterns, and some of them just need to say, okay, I know this pattern, I'm walking away for a bit. I'm gonna avoid it on good reasons. I'm gonna create and use that boundary. And moving on to impact on support dynamics, so especially loved ones in relationships and partners and whatnot can become strained as loved ones feel like this helpless, this helpless in their ability to support the consumer and provider, meaning someone in a relationship, someone who's, you know, who's got health anxiety, in this kind of way, especially where the reassurance comes in. They'll feel like there's a, like that's, yeah, so, yeah, so it feels heavy there, and as reinsurance provides only temporary release once more, loved ones might become frustrated when they realize that their efforts do not lead to lasting change, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy. So it's a consistent thing, isn't it? I'm sure that you know someone, or you know yourself, and that this is consistently happening. And there's a support, there's a lot of energy draining there, I know that. And I used to be an energy drainer. Okay, I didn't know I was doing it. I don't know why. It all comes to light now, because it's all because I couldn't address this reassurance thing. And when you start learning to be alone, living with that pain or their emotion or whatever you're going through, you find starting to live with it a bit better. You know, I actually go to my movies by myself. I love going to movies by myself. It's my time out. It's like I just check out. But it's I never used to do that. I used to always were reliant to go to movies with somebody. There you go. And so it's a brave thing that you can go. Not boasting here, but it's a cool thing that you can go try it. Try go to movies a few times to get used to it. It's okay. You'll feel like, you know, you're not going to get attached to the feelings of inadequacy. Let's look at fears of conflict now in relationship. The desire to provide reassurance for someone can cause, you know, cause loved ones to avoid discussing the underlying issue with health anxiety. All right, they might take it, they're judging me, I'm not going to own up to this. Sometimes it's best to own up. I'm feeling like this, they should have got the shadow over me. This noisy restaurant, whatever the example might be for you, was for me once. And I just have to say, I'm feeling it, I'm not feeling well. Just excuse me, but I'm really sorry. Without being angry, without being frustrated, I need to just go, and there will be brighter days tomorrow, and take one day at a time. And then they might feel fear, right? That bringing attention to the problem could really grow and exacerbate the individual's anxiety, right? Leading to avoidance of deeper, more meaningful conversation that are essential for healing. So this conflict, this kind of separation, you know, keep bouncing each other, keep bouncing together. It's not healthy. There's a different energy involved. It does separate us, and it does give us a, it is a pattern, it creates a pattern, you know, conflicting pattern. And yeah, if you put a lot of attention to it, you know, put attention to the anxiety, it actually grows, right? Goes to something deeper. And let's look at enabling safety behaviors now. Enabling safety behaviors, the reassurance can be disadvantaged, and it can enable harmful safety behaviors such as excessive checking, avoidance, or seeking medical attention. Like I mentioned earlier, ringing up the doctor, consistently thinking there's something wrong with us, need to have an answer, always thinking the worst. Oh, am I going to die? And you know, holding on. We talked about ego. Ego yesterday a little bit. We talked on podcast one on this, episode one. We talked about what our ego is, and the machine, the body, etc. Body, mind, and spirit. All right. So again, let's in that. So when we kind of receive reassurance from our loved ones, we may feel like justified in our safety behavior. So which can further enrich the anxiety and reinforce maladaptive patterns. So again, it's all about this conditioning, creating these maladaptive patterns in us. Yeah, there's always this repeating patterns. So we've come to the end now of this podcast, module 2. And just want to say that while reassurance, you know, seems like a very compassionate response, it often leads to cycle of dependency and increased over time. So you got loved ones, I've got loved ones, everyone's got loved ones. But if we give them, like, we should get stuck, we get caught in the enmeshment of the whole thing. And whether sometime you need to be cared for, we need to care for someone. You know, in the short term, it's really good, it's helpful. But in the long run, the whole message for this podcast is about the dangers of it. And how it's not really doing anyone favors, but it's actually in the long run, it's actually that, you know, it's actually destructive. Not allowing them to grow, not allowing ourselves, others to grow. And so by understanding the potential negative effects of reassurance, on both parties involved, the consumers and providers in energy, right? Whoever's suffering from health anxiety and their loved ones. So it's being aware now, being aware of these dynamics, we can learn to navigate, like, get through it. And the actual complexities and of anxiety and supporting a different way and understanding each other more. Maybe now we have more light how to support ourselves, our loved ones, and who are, providers or consumers, yeah, of it. And in fact, promoting, this could kind of promote a healthier communication in our relationship just by being open to it. I remember that restaurant, Italian restaurant, keep mentioning my mind. And what was a breakthrough for me a while back? It was so noisy. I don't know if you know, but if you ever gone to an authentic Italian restaurant, they are so loud. I know, it's like living in New York, I guess, and going to one of those wonderful restaurants and beautiful Italian restaurant, right? For delicious food and so on, but it's so loud, right? Yeah, I remember walking, I went in there and the environment got, I had a panic attack. To me, the panic attack was more like I was getting edgy. I had to get out because I can feel it, like I was losing my lot and I need them to walk out. And the best thing I said, after walking out, the best thing I did was own up and communicate with my friends. And I said, look, I just can't do this. So I just walked out and walked for 3 hours, and I could feel my brain was cooked. My mouth was dry. My tongue was dry, as you do. There was no blood flow at that point to my brain. I couldn't get back to a parasystematic nervous system. Couldn't get back to the autonomic kind of condition where there was the balanced state. I couldn't get there. So walking again has been my lifesaver. So my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this module too. If this was a Zoom event, I would have been asking you some questions on Module 2. I might prepare some questions for Module 3. We could have had breakout rooms and we could have been, sharing our thoughts about that. I would have created, on the next time I present this, I'm going to have some questions on what kind of things did you learn? What did you like about this particular module 2? The dangers of reassurance. What did you learn from it? And what can you implement today? What are the highlights or takeaways for you from this particular mini course? So that's the kind of question that I would ask you. Also, to just get closer, to understand the communication, the dynamics in relationships. Well, this is Nick Chancellor from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Stick around, folks, and looking forward to Module 3. We'll be talking about a wonderful topic, the importance of space and safety. Why is it so important to have space and safety, especially in the effects of continuous reassurance from our loved ones? Okay, so till next time, blessings, and have a wonderful night or day, and wherever you are from this world, enjoy and go with ease and peace and love. So love and light, my friends.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.